You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:50pm with Dave Kellner, Craig Forsyth and Gary Capewell in the studio. It's National Hunt Racing from Toaster, accompanied by all-weather action on the Poly Track at Lingfield in the afternoon, and more all-weather action in the evening from Chelmsford City. So three meetings to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mr. Chris Pimlott. How are you, Pimmy?
Very good afternoon to you, Mark. I'm extremely well. Rather getting frustrated with the rain that keeps coming. But other than that, looking forward to the racing on Thursday.
Yeah, plenty of rain, plenty of racecourses underwater. We've already lost Newcastle on Thursday. They're going to inspect at Wetherby on Thursday.
Yeah, well, so. Wetherby, I've just bypassed Tadcaster, which is not a stone's throw away from Wetherby, and it's absolutely lashing it down there this morning. And outside the brewery, I think it's John Smith's brewery there, there's like football fields, and you can only just see the crossbar of the goalpost.
Really?
It's that deep. Yeah, so I would think there's two chances of Wetherby, little and none.
Yeah, I saw the pictures of Wetherby over Christmas, obviously abandoned on the 26th and 27th, and yeah, it was completely underwater.
Unbelievable, yeah unbelievable. It's difficult times ahead, and it's quite difficult for all the trainers, really, but getting the horses exercised. A lot of the grass gallops, I shouldn't imagine, will be open, so it's hard work getting the graft into them. And it just makes life so much harder, paddling through the mud or the horses getting wet throughout the exercise, bringing them back in, getting them dry and everything else like that. So it is a little bit of a harder time when conditions are like this.
Yeah, I suppose. Would you look into trainers that have the indoor gallops and that this time of year, like Nicky Henderson's and so on?
Well, they'll have the indoor rides where they can keep the horses ticking over, but that's more fundamental when there's heavy frost or when there's snow, you know what I mean? There's certainly the artificial surface gallops won't be affected by the rain, and more often than not, they actually ride better with a lot of rain on because they ride that little bit faster, not quite as deep.
All right, okay.
So, with the facilities they've got nowadays, they'll just keep tipping away.
Yeah. Bit of other news. Let's have a chat about some of the news stories, Pimmy. We'll start with Willie Mullins, who's all conquering in Ireland. He's taken everything before him there. He's won several big prizes in Britain as well, and he thinks that the title in Britain could be a possibility as well, given the strength of his Cheltenham Festival squad.
Oof, gosh.
That would be something, wouldn't it?
It would be some feat, that's for sure. And again, he's obviously going to have plenty of winners at the Cheltenham Festival, but I think he had 8 there last year, so, he has got the ammunition, he has got the strength in depth, and, certainly that would be a first, wouldn't it? Winning the British trainers title and the Irish trainers title in one season. Unbelievable. I wonder if we've even got a market about it here at William Hill. Who knows?
You've read my mind, Pimmy. I'm just heading towards the specials now to see what the trainer championship market looks like.
That would be a slight concern for me, thinking I can read your mind. You know what I mean?
You know what they say, Pimmy, great minds think alike.
Yes, so, fools
so
never differ.
Yeah.
Fools never differ. I think we work on that one better.
Yeah, probably.
Indeed.
National Hunt Trainers Championship.
It's a shame you didn't give me as much time to look at these four races as you are trying to find that specials. Goodness gracious me.
Paul Nichols is 4-9 favourite, as you'd expect.
Yeah.
Willie Mullins 7-2.
Yeah, well, a daft 20 quid at that wouldn't go astray, would it, really? 7-2?
No.
I think that's not a bad value, really.
No.
With knowing what he's got. And for Willie Mullins himself
to say it,
is even more helpful, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So, yeah, that's good. And actually, you could have spent all that time looking for that because our very own John Ivan Dukes quoted in the Racing Post saying, yes, that William Hill are shortest about Mullins winning the British trainers title at 7-2. And spokesman John Ivan Duke said, the sheer ammunition William Mullins has to fire at the Cheltenham Festival means he is a serious contender for the trainers title. Oh, blimey, that's our very own.
Our very own John Ivan Duke.
Exactly.
William Mullins is currently £806,000 behind Paul Nichols in the championship at the moment, but £3.9 million on offer at the Cheltenham Festival. And
yeah,
if he has 8 winners again, he'll probably scoop quite a lot of that. So
happy times and something to to give us a little bit of food for thought over the next few weeks, that's for sure.
Mm. Other news, while we're on the subject of the Cheltenham Festival, Hales is eyeing a repeat festival success with Au Petit Soir, who is back in training with Paul Nicholls after having a major operation on a recurring nasal problem.
Yeah.
They're aiming at the World Hurdle this year.
That's right, it's an interesting one. He's obviously had a few little issues, this fella, but he's got a very, very high level of form, and he's certainly going to be a major contender wherever they send him, to be perfectly honest. I think he's had issues with his nasal and his breathing or something like that, according to the paper.
Yeah.
But again, you know, he'll have summered well. Yeah, he's had some nasal problems, that's for sure. But again, he could be very good. Is Paul Nicholls firing on all cylinders? Has he got quite the firepower that we had?
I'm not sure.
Not sure. Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm not convinced, that's for sure. And again, for me, they haven't been running up to scratch, but there doesn't seem to be any concern in the Nicholls camp. So, yeah, we shall watch this space on that one. But I definitely feel that this is a real interesting horse. And if he's got a few issues behind him, then he'll be a big player wherever they send him.
One more bit of news, or look towards the weekend, really, I suppose, in the shape of the Welsh Grand National. The joint favourite before this news was Midnight Prayer, who was joint favourite with Upswing, but Midnight Prayer will miss the race due to coughing, and that's changed the market. Now Cogree and Upswing are now the joint favourites at 7-1, 8-1 for Mountainous, Emperor's Choice 10s with Shotgun Paddy, 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. He would have had a good chance in the race, wouldn't he? So
oh, he would, certainly would, yeah. I mean, I think the big thing here is that the ground is going to be so testing that you're going to have a real out-and-out stayer, and you need to have a horse that you know full well will cope with that type of condition. John Joe's slightly negative regarding Upswing on that front, saying he's not entirely sure that the ground will be as suitable for the horse as it possibly could be. But anyway, we'll watch this space regarding that one. But I think when you're looking to try and find the winner of that Welsh Grand National, two things: out and out stayer, something that goes on very testing conditions.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, what you say about John Joe there, saying he's in good form but worried about the ground, because we spoke to Sir AP McCoy just before Christmas, and he was saying that he'd been riding Upswing and he's in very good heart.
Right.
And the ground could just scupper his chances now, which is unfortunate.
But yeah, did you say Sir AP or did you say Sir KP there?
Sir AP.
Ken's
still waiting on the post from Her Majesty.
All right, yeah, okay. Okay, well, we'll not go down that road, I don't think.
All right, have you had a look at the William Hill Lanzarote, which also comes up this weekend, Pimmy?
I've not had an in-depth look at it, that's for sure. I mean, it is only Wednesday.
Yeah.
I live day to day.
Yeah, of course.
At my time of life, you don't want to be looking too far ahead. It may never appear. You know, I just always praise the Lord when I don't wake up dead.
Right. What a fantastic outlook on life. You know what I mean, Harry, the 5-1 market leader for the William Hill Lanzarote at the moment. Ibis de Reux is 6-1 or Ibis de Reux. 7-1 for Bivouac. Western Warrior, or Westren Warrior, is 8-1. 10-1 for Baralco and Blue Hell. Business Savola is also 10s and 11-1 or bigger prices for the rest. We'll get stuck into that race later on in the week.
I'd wait till you get some proper pundits in. See how you get on then. That might work.
All right. In that case, let's move on to Thursday's action. We're going to get Pimmy's thoughts in four races on Thursday on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Three meetings to come on Thursday. We're going to look at some of the action at all three of them, starting in the 150 at Lingfield Park. This one is a Class 6 handicap over a mile and 5 furlongs. We've got a field of 13 for this one, Pimmy, so it's quite a competitive race.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I mean, obviously no great shakes. Grade 6 tells its own story, that is for sure. One or two of these actually have been in reasonable form of late. Little Flow ran really well in defeat last time out. Grand Facile got its head in front last time, again for the very much in form yard of Gary Moore, and Street Art has been very competitive on the last couple of outings that we've seen him run. So yeah, although the class isn't high, it's very competitive. Plenty of them come here with a chance, but the pin has fallen on Field Mouse for the Eve Johnson Houghton stable. Tom Queeley taking the mount on this one, and I thought he ran really well when he was a 14-1 shot last time out behind Jersey Bull at Kempton. Over a similar trip, over a mile and a half last time, steps up an extra furlong tomorrow. And I think he's going to be very competitive. He could possibly be an each-way price as well, 6-7-1. And if you're looking for an each-way slant on it, I think because he's so tough and consistent, he could get a little each-way position there.
All right, Field Mouse for Pimmy in the 150 at Lingfield. And good news, you mentioned it was from an each-way slant. That's the money-back second race on Thursday. So if your horse finishes second, you get your money back as a free bet, up to £25. So, yeah, not all doom and gloom if it finishes second.
Exactly, that's right, yeah. And anyway, hopefully he is going to be competitive, that's for sure.
Let's move on to the second race that we look at, the 205 at Toaster. This one is a handicap chase, a Class 4 handicap chase, over 2 miles and three and bit, nearly 2.5 miles, really. It's a qualifier for the Challenger Middle Distance Chase Series final. A field of six to go to post here. Pimmy, who do you want to start with in there?
Well, I'll just say to her again, you know, it's going to be very, very testing ground at Toaster. Heavy already. Again, a bit more rain forecast. It's a real tough stayers track as well. You've got to come up that hill. It doesn't half take some getting out. And again, many of these are going to find those conditions real testing tomorrow afternoon. I think the make a chance for most of them. I think Golem Dancer's going to struggle, but after that I think there's some interesting ones, that is for sure. And at this moment in time, it's very difficult to oppose Venetia Williams' runners, isn't it? She's in absolute cracking form. And this Rosa Fleet's been in good form as well. A little bit sloppy with his jumping, to be fair, last time out. But he did stay on from two out. This track will certainly suit him, I think, better than Banger. And again, despite the burden of 11 stone 12, I think he's the one they've all got to beat.
Yeah. Finished third, not beaten far on heavy ground in the past as well last time, and a previous winner at Toaster, so conditions shouldn't really be too much of a problem.
It shouldn't be a problem, and again, you know, lots of ticks and boxes. Same thing again you could say about King's Cross, to be perfectly honest. Again, he's been in good form of late, and again, an interesting player as well.
But Rosa Fleet for you?
Rosa Fleet for me, for the vivacious Venetia.
Rosa Fleet in the 205 at Toaster. Then let's move to Chelmsford City for some evening action. The 610 at Chelmsford City is where we go next. This is a Class 4 handicap over 2 miles, eight of them in the lineup here, Pimmy. So a nice staying handicap to get stuck into. And Flashman arrives in pretty decent nick.
He does indeed, yeah. Very competitive of late as Flashman. Good prize on offer as well, just over £8,000 to the winner. So well worth having a dibble dabble at this one. Mick Duggan's been in good form as well for the Michael Blake yard. And again, down the bottom, Scarlet Minstrel has been in good form, although we haven't seen it for 29 days. Ran well in defeat at Kempton behind Duchess of Marmite. And I thought that was an interesting run. Prior to that, was a readied winner. And again, Ocean Murphy, very, very big season coming up for him as first jockey to Qatar Racing. But again, well capable, and certainly is an interesting jockey booking for this Scarlet Minstrel. And the other one that's good to see is Dougie Costello. Got to winning ways for his new retained stable lad of Carl Burt yesterday. And he'll be getting plenty of opportunities this flat coming season, will Dougie. Very capable pilot. And again, he's got an interesting ride in the shape of Russian Bolero. Now, do you remember that? The Bolero. All those years ago. Torval and Dean. Fabulous, darling.
What year was Torval and Dean?
I can't remember. But it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
It could have been in black and white. It's that long ago.
I know Torval and Dean now, but I can't remember.
Well, that was the... No, the Bolero was the famous dance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it was Russian, though.
Right.
But I might be wrong.
It was the British doing a Russian Bolero.
Could have been, yeah. Could have been. But anyway, it was a fabulous dance. And if the Russian Bolero's got the footwork like them two, who knows what could happen. But after all that rubbish, I'm going to go with Flashman.
Flashman then the selection for Pimmy in the 6.10 at Chelmsford City, and we finish off in the very last race of the day, the 8.10.
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
The 8.10 at Chelmsford City, which is a Class 4 handicap over 7 furlongs, a field of 9 to go to post here. Pimmy, who'd you like in the lucky last?
Well, again, another competitive little race. Plenty of horses coming in here with a chance. And again, another good prize on offer, over £8,000 again. So, well done to Chelmsford City. They're getting rewarded by putting on some decent prize money, aren't they? And again, another interesting runner here. He's Crack Shot from the James Tate yard. Slightly disappointed last time out, but again, that was a fairly competitive race at Lingfield Park over 7 furlongs. Races over the same trip tomorrow. And again, an interesting player, that is for sure. The other one I thought was interesting was Excellent Guest. Been pretty consistent without actually getting his head in front for a while. But again, ran really well in defeat last time out behind Mezzotint at Chelmsford City. That was over a mile, 1 furlong less tomorrow night for him. And the other one I thought was very competitive has been Gentleman for the Phil McEntee yard. Josephine Gordon takes a valuable £7 off his back, and he ran well enough in defeat behind Justice First again here at Chelmsford City over the 7 furlong trip, and again he could be another interesting player. So despite the only being 9 runners, very, very competitive, and I'm going to take a chance with something. You are a gentleman.
Thank you very much, Premier. That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
I had my fingers crossed.
Okay. I'm surprised, actually, being the colourful character you are. You didn't mention Wellies in the Water, given the weather outside.
Wellies in the Water. Well, goodness gracious me, how apt would that be?
Yeah.
And if you think I find my selections with that sort of thing, I will be speaking to my lawyer.
Right, okay.
Scandalous.
Yes, I must clarify that Pimmy is sat there with a stopwatch and all his speed figures in front of him. So
scandalous. Wait till Judge James. Get him on the line, Judge James.
Get the QC involved.
We'll get it sorted. Dear, oh dear.
All right, Pimmy.
Heard the likes.
Let's just have a little bit of a summary, if you'll spin us through your selections for Thursday one more time.
Yeah, looking forward to Thursday's action. It's going to be tricky, that's for sure. First selection runs at 10-2 at Lingfield Park in the shape of Field Mouse. Over the jumps at Toaster in the 2.05, we're going to go for Rosa Fleet. Chelmsford City, 6.10. We're going to go with the top weight, Flashman. And in the final race of your tremendous Thursday here on William Hill Racing Radio, I'm going to go for Gentleman.
Good work, Pimmy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy it on Thursday.
Looking forward to it already.
There you go. The thoughts of Chris Pimlott on Thursday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:50 p.m. with Dave Kellner, Craig Forsyth and Gary Capewell in the studio. It's Toaster and Lingfield on Thursday afternoon and Chelmsford City in the evening. Plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Thursday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.